I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. If you read, God made sure Adam named the creatures before he brought Eve. So any man who has not been productive in life should not go for a wife. Your marriage will succeed in the name of Jesus. People will see your marriage, see your family, and they will want to follow your footsteps in the name of Jesus. Every depression in your home, I decree, comes to an end in the name of Jesus. It is surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither any divination against Israel. He said, who can curse whom God has blessed? He said, I have received commandment to bless, and no man can reverse it. So I stand in the position and the election and the office, and I say, you are blessed in the name of Jesus. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, it took them out and nailed them to the cross. Whatever spoken word has delayed your marriage, delayed your blessings, I cancel them with the blood of Jesus. What is difference? Difference is simply a point or way in which people or things are not the same. What is difference? A point or way in which people of things are not the same. If your marriage and family must be different, then you must think ahead. You must do what? You must think ahead. Now, hear this. I've shared that before, but in my studies in Matthew chapter 1, we all know the story of Joseph and Mary, but there was something that Joseph exhibited that many men don't exhibit today. Matthew chapter 1, verse 19 down to 21. Look at the man Joseph. He said, then Joseph, our husband, being a just man, and not willing to make a public example, take note, was minded to put her away privily, privately, that is Mary, verse 20. But while he thought on these things, while he did what? Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Verse 21, finally, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. This woman was pregnant Which, if it is today, when you see any abnormal thing that is strange in your family, is not a time to shout. If it is today, Joseph would have shouted, "Sure, this woman, she says she's a virgin. She's pregnant, though." He didn't shout. He said, "This is not normal." While he was thinking, answer came. People who don't think are always causing confusion in their families. While he thought, God said, "This which we have seen is of the Holy Ghost." Men who keep their brain out of their lives are always full of confusion. Wisdom is simply, is the word of God applied accurately to solve a problem. Wisdom is what? The word of God applied accurately to solve a problem. When you see things not working, most times take time to think. Give that situation a thought. Why must I be having this problem with my wife? This is strange. We didn't marry with troubles. I will come every day. We are quarreling. I was not having problem with my wife and husband. How come these days? Every week we shout. Go back and give it a thought. Why do you think the Holy Ghost said to you, you are quarreling because of this? May someone have an answer in this meeting in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. When you have a challenge, hear this. Confront it. Don't pretend. Don't what? By overworking. Many times when marriages have problems, you see the man will walk late. The wife will walk late. That's not the answer. Or don't try to create a diversion. Or even attempt to replace your spouse. That is not the answer. Many create diversion. They begin to drink. They begin to smoke. They begin to do things as if they are too busy. No, that's not the answer. Address that situation. Do what? Face it by making the word of God the center of your focus. Surrender to his word and make yourself available for the healing of your spouse. Where it is possible, consult a qualified counselor, beginning with your spiritual parents. Spiritual parents are your pastors. Those who have been kept over you, are you going to say now? Who know you better than anyone else? That's when you have a spiritual problem, the first person to run to is your shepherd. I was studying, I'm surprised. Wedding is in church, but marriage is in the home. Wedding is in church. The paraphernalia, the good songs, the dancing. But when we come to marriage, it's not in church, it's in the home. That's why the real thing is not the wedding. When people make too much ceremony wedding, it's not marriage. The real marriage is what takes place. I've been asking people, even before they remove the veil. And as it gets home, no more kissing. It's better you don't kiss her here. Go and kiss her there. Instead of having, he said, we are going abroad for honeymoon for 6 days. I prefer lifetime honeymoon. I don't mean shouldn't go for honeymoon. Don't misquote me. Then the way you do 6 months honeymoon, I see make noise everywhere. And then after 1 month, two of you are quarreling and boxing. It's better you don't even go for the honeymoon. You stay in the house and every day of your life is. So wedding is in church. Marriage is at home. So church is not where the real work is done. Come on, sir, here. Well, the message today is the place of order in marriage and family. The place of order in marriage and family. Place of order In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40, the Bible said, "Do let all things be done decently and in order." God is orderly. He believes in order. Order is the accurate arrangement of things. Order is what? If you look at Genesis chapter 1, you can see order. God, before he created the fishes, he made sure there was water. Say order. Before he brought the animals, there was bush. You can see order. There was no confusion in Genesis chapter 1. You can see order, that God is a God of order. Now, when Jesus wanted to feed the 5,000, the Bible said in Mark 6, if you read from 35 to 41, you can see order. He said, "Make the men sit down and put them in ranks." In what? There was order. There was no confusion when he was sharing the loaves. Is that clear, sir? You can see order. Anywhere you see confusion, order is out of place. Now, the family, like any other organization, involves two or more people. So, it must be properly directed to make progress, to have peace and prosperity. So, the responsibility lies on the shoulders of both the husband and the wife. Shout hallelujah. However, hear this. Men of order believe in hierarchy. Men of order believe in what? That's why in the military, a colonel cannot shout over a brigadier. A corporal cannot shout over a captain. There is order. And the Bible refers to us as soldiers of Christ. So we are supposed to be people of order. Is that clear, sir? If you are lawless, you'll be lifeless. Anywhere there's no order, you will see problems.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Now, crisis in any family is not a satanic invasion, but a wisdom deficiency. So peace cannot come through any civilization of humanity. Peace only comes through Christ. All the parties in the family, that is husband, wife, and children, must accept responsibility to play their role very well. To take care of the spiritual needs, the man must be spiritually sound.
Your family can enjoy peace, love, and live in harmony. Wisdom for Family Peace, a series of teaching with David Ibiomi. This is a first class exclusive exposition on family relationship. It's revolutionary, insightful, and nourishing.
Now, can I tell you the truth? Many men are so weak to be men. Their wives are the ones who pray for them.
You've not seen anything like it before. To get a copy of this teaching, contact us through any of the information displayed on the screen.
Hello. God has changed my life through the teachings of Pastor David Ibiomi. And he can do the same for you. God is more interested in your life than you are. And you can now watch David Ibiomi in the comfort and convenience of your home or office using your iPad, Blackberry phones, your Androids, or your personal computers. All you need to do is log on to our website, salvationministrieshs.org. Wow! It just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests if you need to be cancelled personally. All you need to do is call +234 844 66170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us, and you will never regret it.
I believe in what? Hierarchy. In the family, there is leadership. There's what? There's leadership. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 22 to 23, verses 22 and then 23, it said, "And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman." Woman simply means man with a womb. "And brought her unto the man." He brought her to who? "And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." It was not God that called her name. He gave her name. It was Adam that named Eve. So here. But when he gave the woman to the man, he also gave man a lot of responsibilities. Am I talking to someone here? He didn't hand over the woman to him for nothing. He said, "I'm giving you this woman with a lot of responsibilities." So I'll be looking at number one, the husband as a leader. As a what? Husband as what? As a leader. Leadership is not entitled. You know, I'm the husband. No, leadership is responsibility. What qualifies you to be the leader is your passion to protect your family. Are the men hearing me? Whether you're married or not, note this. Every home deserves a leader. Deserves what? The husband as a leader is one who has the capacity to translate vision into reality. That makes you a leader. A leader is simply a man who has the capacity to translate vision into reality. So the husband must be able to translate the vision of the family into what? I will explain what I mean. The chief function of the husband is to control the focus of others towards the priority of the moment. Anything the family wants to do, the man's function is to be able to carry everybody to go in that direction. I'm not communicating with you. That makes you a leader. A leader does not necessarily mean that you are the most intelligent. Get it clear. A leader is someone who is able to carry everybody, and every other person walks towards that direction at that moment. Are you getting what I'm saying now? That is the role of the husband. I'm going to understand what I'm talking about. God has put the man in charge of the family. So every man must be a man of vision. Must be a man of what? Any breakdown in the home, God will hold that man responsible like he did to Adam. That's why no man has any excuse to complain about the family. Because, you see, it's my wife. God knows you are the leader. Because if a car should have an accident, they don't ask the passenger, they ask the driver. Every accident in the home, the man is the cause. Who committed sin in the Garden of Eden? Whom did God ask? Why Adam? So who God asked a question in your family? Oh, this is not my wife, not my wife, is stupidity. Come on, sir, here. As the head, man, you must be rooted in the word of God. You must be what? You must be rooted, grounded in the word of God. You must take root in the word of God. Every man is a responsibility. Man, lead effectively with matured approach. With a matured what? Approach. Take decisions for the good of the family. Take what? For the good of the family. Seek godly counsel from those who know better as a man. Read the Bible as a man and anointed materials by proven authors as a leader. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Hear this truth. God honors those who are willing to accept the responsibility of leadership. Concerning the man Abraham, in Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, he said, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his what? Household after him." Do you hear that? "And they shall keep the word of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." He's a leader. He said, "I know this man. He will carry his house along." That is a leader. Hello. If your family cannot do prayers, you are not a leader. Being a leader is not about title, I said so. As your husband, accept responsibility. Accept what? For the well-being of your wife. By playing a sound leadership role to ensure that she becomes a better Christian than she was before she married you. Every man should make sure your wife becomes a better one than she was before she married you. And every man as a leader, you must provide for your house. 1 Timothy 5:8. Sir, here. Does that make you a leader now? Leadership is not by saying, "Don't you know I'm your husband?" No, leadership is responsibility.
Coming out on this series.
It's not, "Don't you know I'm your husband?" Nobody's competing with you. Take responsibility, take your position. Accept responsibility, take your... It's not by talking, "Don't you know I'm your husband?" No, they don't say it. Just accept responsibility and then you just speak. So it's a walk. Tell them about leadership is a walk. It's not, "Don't you know I'm your husband?" No, the wife is not competing with you. Just do your work. Repeat it. Every woman, hear me? Be an asset. Don't be a liability. Can I tell you something? Submission is a seed that has a reward. But note, no matter how busy you are in business, busy you are in your career, busy anywhere, you must have time to worship God. You must have what? Hear this striking truth. If you have a friend, male or female, that drives you to live above your means, cut off from such place. If you are faithful in the least, you'll be faithful in the much. A woman that cannot use 200 naira, if the husband's salary is 2,000, when the husband gets 200,000, she cannot use 20,000 to cook.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career? Someone's knocking at the door. Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, "Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen."
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Now, crisis in any family is not a satanic invasion,
but a wisdom deficiency. So peace cannot come through any civilization of humanity. Peace only comes through Christ. All the parties in the family, that is husband, wife, and children, must accept responsibility to play their role very well. To take care of the spiritual needs. The man must be spiritually sound.
Your family can enjoy peace, love, and live in harmony. Wisdom for Family Peace, a series of teaching with David BME. This is a first class exclusive exposition on family relationship. It's revolutionary, insightful, and nourishing.
Now, can I tell you the truth? Many men are so weak to be men. Their wives are the ones who pray for them.
You've not seen anything like it before. To get a copy of this teaching, contact us through any of the information displayed on the screen. Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ebiomi, you could call +234-703-897-5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment, and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ebiomi, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling, or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234-844-66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.